This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So one of the things in dunya is, are we successful or are we a failure or we have failed? Is that even in the Quran? And subhanAllah, the answer is yes. Allah in Surah Al-Hajj said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. Among people who worship Allah on the edge, at the border. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ, if goodness happened to him, اطْمَأَنَّ قَلْبُهُ, he is very content with Islam. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ, trial, failure, issues that he or she doesn't like, they turn their back to the deen. And Allah here is saying, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, this person has lost this life and the hereafter. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. That is indeed the clear loss. As a human being, we go through trials. And especially when we start finding Islam, enjoying Islam, changing in our life, and then we see tests comes in. Or we say in general, well, the people who practice, they are tested more than the people who are not. The people who believe, they are not tested. They have everything in dunya. And Allah is telling us that tests are going to come. And this will be the litmus paper for me to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala my sincerity to this religion. Test or fitna, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used it here, affliction, disease, loss of a loved one, loss of a business, it doesn't mean this is failure in the sight of Allah. We look at it as a failure in this life by our human being measures. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not necessarily it is. It depends how we respond. And this is what this verse is telling us. And that's what Allah is teaching me in the Quran. When you are tested, and he used the word fitna, went through trials, how I am going to respond? If I am going to turn my back on this religion, I'm going to move away from Allah, I'm going to say, I am closer to Allah, and this what's happened, I don't want it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave me. So basically, this surah, or this verse, and this is in Surah Al-Hajj, paint a picture of a person, and inshallah, not you and me, weighs up faith against profit or loss. He's likely achieved. So if I get good business, money, children, then this is success in life and the akhirah. And if the opposite, then this is a failure. So if good happens, that's good. If bad happens, that's bad. I'll change my relationship with Allah. Now, why this is failure in dunya and akhirah? Because why does Allah test us? Many, many reasons, and he said it in Surah Al-Ankabut. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَيُتْرَكُوا أَيَقُولُوا أَمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does people think they will be left to say we believe, and they will not be tested? فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلِيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. So Allah knows who are those who are truthful and those who are not. And then Allah also will show my real faith versus my on-the-edge faith, or may Allah protect us all, maybe I'm a hypocrite. So to not fail, this is what I need to do. When the test comes in, I'm going to say this to myself. This is from Allah. Everything comes from Allah's khair. Everything comes. He is the most merciful. He's the most beloved. He is the one who loves his servants. He is the one who doesn't want to punish his servants. So I'm going to tell myself, this is coming from Allah. It is khair. Sometimes we see it. Sometimes we see the message. Sometimes we see the reason, and sometimes we don't. My response should be always, since it is from Allah, this is good for me. What does he want from me? Accept it. Be content as much as you can. Be grateful that because of this test or failure, I should go back to Allah. My dua should be better. My connection should be better. My salah should be better. If I respond this way, then that's a success in this dunya, because I took it, I have no choice to change it, but I took it well. And the most important thing, when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these tests will be in my book as a sign of success, because it will be all good deeds multiplied and multiplied. If I didn't do that, complained, rejected, changed, then again the test has not changed. I still have to go through it, but unfortunately, I lost in the Akhirah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the insight to see that every test in this life is expected, is from Allah, and should bring me closer to Him. And may Allah make it easy for everyone who is going through a test.